Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest prepared company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2931. And today's date is November 21st, 2022. And the title of the episode is Arizona Counties Will Not Certify Election. The World is Fighting Back and Destroying the Cult. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are losing their grip on the world. Now, don't confuse this with, oh, if they're losing the grip, they're not going to push forward. You see, they're going to continue to push forward because this is the only direction they have right now. They can't retreat. They already started everything in motion. This is all part of their plan to bring us into the great reset, the Green New Deal. But that doesn't mean the world is going along with it. This is why we had hearings. And this is why we had individuals speaking to the Pfizer rep trying to understand what the vaccine passports were. This is why the people are now questioning the Green New Deal. This is why people now are asking their governments, the criminal syndicate leaders who were installed, what are you doing about this crisis? What are you doing about the economy? This is how the people push back. And the people are going to continue to push back. And yes, the World Economic Forum and the central bank, they're going to push their agenda. But the more they push, the worse it's going to get. The more the Biden administration does with the economy, the more they push to get us into the Great Reset, the more the world is going to push back. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots They were hoping for this. They were hoping for the people to see all of this because remember, the veil has been lifted. You can see their true agenda. There's no war. There's no pandemic. There's no global economic shutdown. Everything has been removed so the public can see very, very clearly what they're trying to do. Take, for example, China. China is not going along with the Green New Deal. How do we know this? Well, Qatar's state energy company announced a 27-year natural gas supply accord with China on Monday, saying it was the longest ever seen in the industry. So really think about this. Are they going to all green? Are they going to be using solar panels, wind turbines, and everything else? No. The world is not going along with what the World Economic Forum, the deep state, the private West central banks want. That the people aren't doing it. They're pushing back. Look what happened with this article that came out from the Wall Street Journal. OPEC Plus eyes output increase ahead of restrictions on Russian oil. So they're already out there telling everyone, well, they're going to increase oil and everything is going to be okay. The price is going to come down. No big deal. But we've come to find out that Saudi Arabia, they're saying, no, this whole story is completely fake, phony, and false. This is not what's happening at all. So the Saudis, they are now denying that OPEC production increase rumored by the Wall Street Journal is fake, phony, and false. They're saying this is not happening. Whatever anyone's saying, it's not happening. And remember, during the midterms, right before it, Saudi Arabia came out and said, listen, we're going to be cutting production. And Biden was out there, listen, you can do this afterwards. Don't do it before the midterms. I need optics here. And it didn't work out for him. And we can see a people around the world, they're going to be rising up very, very soon. Look what's happening out in Germany. Germany's inflation is at its highest rate in more than a quarter of a century. Germany's harmonized inflation rate compared to other European countries is at 11.6%. And now Germany is also looking at a serious meat shortage in 4 to 6 months due to the government regulations. Currently, 90% of the German population eats meat. The costs in the coming months will hit them very, very hard, as well as energy costs and the soaring inflation rate in the country. And they're going to have a problem. But remember, this is all part of the World Economic Forum's plan. Get rid of the food. And what do they have to do this? Well, they got to place regulations. They need to make it very, very expensive. You can see their plan very, very clearly. Think about what they need to do to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They need to get rid of fossil fuels. So how do you get rid of fossil fuels? Well, you make them very, very expensive and use that event to say, hey, we need electric now. We're going to be using solar and wind. Are they going to be using this? Absolutely not. What about food production? Well, you can destroy a lot of the manufacturers of food, but you can also use inflation and use regulations to make sure that it's very, very difficult to get food products, to make sure that the shelves are bare. And then you can introduce bugs. Remember, yesterday we talked about this. The criminal syndicate was in the was out there in the G20 meetings. They weren't eating bugs. They were eating very, very well. And you can see the European countries, they're going to be suffering way before the United States. But yes, what's going to happen is as they're suffering, all of that is going to be coming back to the United States. Now, what's very interesting is we know that Trump, he has warned us of two major things that might be coming. One, the diesel fuel shortage. And we can see that's already happening. The other one is the rail union. Remember, before the midterms, and we mentioned this going back a couple months ago, before the midterms, Biden came out and made this deal with the rail union members. And now this deal is completely gone. Now, Trump, he did mention this on Truth Social, saying we're going to have a problem if the railroad shuts down. Think about the freight trains. Think about how much they deliver across the country. If the freight trains aren't running, are we going to have a major problem? Yes, that's number one. Freight trains also use diesel fuel. Truckers use diesel fuel. If they can't get diesel fuel, are we going to have a problem? Yes. And this is what we're starting to see right now, because right now, the tentative deal that Biden made right before the midterms didn't work out. Now, the rail union is rejecting the labor deal brokered by the Biden White House, and it looks like there's a national strike that is looming. So this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the people of this country. And once again, the Biden administration has failed. And the economy is getting worse and worse. Inflation is going to be getting worse. People won't be able to get supplies. This is going to bring people to the end of their rope. They won't be able to take it anymore. And actually what this is the economic precipice. Once people reach that point, the people are going to start to push back and they're going to be pointing the finger at the Biden administration. They're not going to be pointing the finger at Putin. They're not going to be pointing the finger at Ukraine. They're going to be pointing the finger at the Biden administration. And we could see already that the House, most likely, they'll come up with some solutions. They'll probably pass some bills and it's going to go up the chain, maybe to the Senate. Maybe they will reject it. But most likely, Biden will veto it because all they want is currency to money launder to push their agenda. They're not interested in helping the people of the United States. They make it seem like it. They use their political talk, their political speak to make it seem like this is what we're going to do for you. But if you look around the country, they have done absolutely nothing. Actually, look at all those individuals that have been reelected for 40, 50, 60 years. Look at their towns. Look at the economic situation in the cities, in the towns. They have homeless people on the streets. That's the American citizens. People, the entire cities, towns are just run down. Nothing is working. It's a complete and utter disaster. And the people are going to be looking at all these individuals and they're going to be blaming them. They're going to be held accountable for everything that is happening right now. And right now, since the veil is lifted, the deep state players, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're saying the quiet part out loud. We have Macron. And remember, Macron is a graduate of the Young Global Leaders. This was a program of the World Economic Forum. Remember, the World Economic Forum is calling the shots here. They put their criminal syndicate leaders in place, and now they're telling them what to do. Macron is out there, and he's letting everyone know it is now time for a new global order. And let me translate that for you. A new world order, the Great Reset. They want themselves in charge, and unelected individuals in charge of everything. Why do you think they're pushing all of this? Because they want everyone using their one currency. They want everyone to abide by what they're going to say. And these people will not be elected. Now, is this going to work? Absolutely not. Yes, they're going to push it. Yes, they're going to push it very, very hard. But the world is going to push back. The world is watching everything that is going on. They understand who is responsible for all of this. They're not fooled. The people aren't stupid. The people around the world aren't stupid. They know exactly what's happening, especially when it has to do with the economy, with holding a job, keeping a job, making sure you have enough funds to pay for your electric, your heat, making sure that you can get fuel so you can get to work or get to places. People understand this. People understand when their dollars, their currency, isn't going that far. When they go to purchase something, they realize without anyone telling them something is wrong. Because when you go into the supermarket or you go into any other store and you know how much things are, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm paying double right now. Okay, I won't be able to buy as much as what I used to buy, and this is going to be a big problem for me. See, people, it doesn't matter what the inflation rate is, doesn't matter what the percentages are. People feel this. People understand it as soon as they go ahead and they take that currency out and they try to purchase something. And when you can't purchase it, when you can't get enough, people see it very, very clearly. And all these individuals, they're the ones who are responsible for all of this. They're the ones who are causing it. When you speak to people out in this country and other countries, they realize that they're the ones who are causing this problem, because the people are saying, okay, we need a solution. Forget about the sanctions on Russia. Forget about the war in Ukraine. What are we going to do? Because we see you doing the opposite. We see you shutting down coal plants. We see you shutting down pipelines. We see you pushing more and more regulations for food, which is destroying everything that we have today. So everything that you're doing is the opposite of what we want you to do. Now, as they keep doing this and they keep pushing us into the Great Reset, more and more people wake up, because they're going to hit the economic precipice. Everyone reaches it at a different level. The poor, they normally reach it very, very quickly because they see it very, very quickly. Yes, they're still getting funding from the federal government. Yes, they're still being helped. But as it moves up the chain to the lower middle class, the middle class, and up the chain, more and more people come into the fold and more people start to understand what's going on. And then people start to talk to each other. And this is something everyone has in common. Doesn't matter if Republican, doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, makes no difference whatsoever. It's a conversation that everyone can have. Just like if you go up to the fuel pump and say, wow, look at this. Gas was $3.50 yesterday. Now it's $4.25. Can you believe it? No, I can't believe it. Why is this happening? Well, the Keystone XL pipeline was shut down. The Biden reneged on a lot of the lease deals, placed more regulations, made it very difficult for the oil companies. It seems like this is all planned. And the other person might go, oh, yeah, you know what? I'm starting to see that now. And I do believe as this continues on, the people are going to wake up in droves and people are going to start to realize what's going on and the people are going to push back. Now, Trump, he warned us of all this. Remember, Biden is already admitting that the economy is going to have a setback. Let me translate that for you. The economy is in a recession and soon we're going to be going into a depression and soon they're going to be trapped in everything that they're doing. Trump and the Patriots, they know this playbook. They know that they're going to destroy their own system. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying their own system? The optics are absolutely incredible. And Trump will be able to use all of this against them. He already started to do this. He's calling them out. The economy's terrible. Inflation's awful. Fuel prices are high. Wait until the system really starts to fall apart. He's going to call them out on each and every phase of it, and he's going to say, here is our solution. If I was still in the presidency, this is what I would have done, not what Biden's doing. And he's going to build this up, and the people, they're going to become so angry with the Biden administration, they're going to continue to listen to Trump, and he's going to give solutions every step of the way. And the people are going to realize who the deceivers are, who the liars are, because remember, from the very, very beginning, we had the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, Biden administration, all telling us that we're crazy. There is no inflation. Actually, coming up to the midterms, they told us that we're not in a recession. The economy's strong. If you notice, they keep changing their story. They are liars. Trump, he's continually telling everyone what's going to happen. And as it happens, he's going to come up with solutions and he's going to counter everything that they're doing. This is going to work in his favor in the end, because when the system is completely imploding on itself, the people are suffering. Trump can use all of this to move us into a different place. And I do believe this is exactly what he's going to do. And the people are going to assist him with making a decision of where we go. And the people are going to be watching all of this, and the people are going to understand who caused all of this. And they're also going to understand who is helping, and that is Trump. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are now struggling for their lives. Why do I say this? Think about all the information that has come out. Think about what everyone is learning right now. Remember, the truth just can't be swallowed. The people need to taste a little bit more. They need to understand what is really going on. And remember, the public has been fed misinformation and disinformation. Let's take, for example, Hunter Biden's laptop. During the 2020 election, remember, the fake news, the intelligence clowns, Joe Biden, Jen Psaki, and other corrupt politicians, they were all out there convincing the public that this laptop had nothing to do with Hunter Biden and it was Russian disinformation. Now we've come to find out that this was all a lie, which we all knew, and the people are starting to learn that this laptop was real. It was Hunter Biden's laptop. So if it was Hunter Biden's laptop, the information on this laptop is real. If this information on the laptop is real and the emails are real, that's pointing to Joe Biden, there is a problem. And what I see happening right now is that the fake news and certain other corrupt politicians, it seems that they're ready to move away from the Biden crime family and maybe push him to the side, maybe using the 25th Amendment, because it seems that this process has already started. And I do believe this is why Biden is out there letting everyone know that he's absolutely nuts. He can't remember things. And I do believe they're going to be using this, just like Trump said, against him to remove him and to separate themselves from him, because there's too much information now coming out about the Biden family. And I do believe this is going to happen. The other thing is you can see the deep state players with all their cheating and everything that they're doing. The public now is becoming aware of election fraud. They're seeing the cheating. They're seeing what's happening. And actually, if they keep their eye on Brazil, it's going to look very, very similar as we move forward. And everything that the deep state is trying to do with gender, with abortion, you name it, is completely failing. And as they fail, that means more and more people are waking up, which means the people are fighting back, not just here in this country. The people are fighting back worldwide. And we can see that the world now is fighting back to destroy the cult, destroy the criminal syndicate, destroy all of these individuals. Now, this doesn't mean that the criminal syndicate, the cult, is not going to fight back. They're going to fight back with everything that they have. But as they fight back, more and more is going to be exposed, and the people are going to see more. And as they try to cover it up, as they try to fight back, it's going to get worse and worse for them. It's almost like this was planned from the very beginning. Because now, what does the deep state do? Can they keep censoring people? Can they keep saying, no, this isn't true? Can they keep spinning the stories? It's going to be very, very difficult. Think about Twitter. Twitter, for example, the people now are countering the corrupt politicians. They're countering the fake news. They're saying, no, these stories aren't true. You're telling lies. So now if you have an open source news organization made up of we the people, all these digital soldiers out there, and they're correcting the news, correcting the politicians, correcting all these people, what does the deep state do? They're in trouble right now. And I do believe this was planned from the very, very beginning. How do you fight a fifth generation war? Remember, it's perception. It's disinformation, misinformation. You allow the people to have a voice. You allow the people to counter the narrative. You allow the people to prove that the fake news, the corrupt politicians, and everyone else is lying with truth and facts. And that is exactly what's happening right now. The world is fighting back. Now, the deep state, they're not going to like this. They're going to most likely probably try to shut down communications one way or another. Are they going to try to start a war? Most likely. Are they going to try to produce chaos? Most likely. They're going to use everything in their arsenal to stop what is coming. But as they do this, it's only going to make it worse. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. And what Arizona is doing right now, because it seems like there's a lot of counties now that are sticking together saying, we're not going to certify this election. And can you imagine what would happen if Arizona didn't certify? They either went ahead and counted the ballots or had a new election. How is this going to affect other elections in this country? Will other states start to look at their elections? Will they discover a pattern? And maybe the pattern is the machines. Maybe the pattern is the mail-in ballots. Maybe the pattern is cheating. I do believe we're heading in this direction. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, we can see everything is breaking down for the deep state players. Out in Qatar, it seems that England, Wales, Germany, Belgium, Denmark, Netherlands, and Switzerland, they will not wear the One Love armband at the World Cup in Qatar due to threat of yellow cards. So already they're backing off. They're not doing it. And remember, these individuals, they're pushing this entire agenda to normalize pedophilia, to normalize child sex trafficking. That's what this is all about. I do believe they use the LGBTQ community. They rode that wave and they were going to branch off later on, which we can see them doing. And they were going to try to use that to bring in pedophilia. You know, you see all the drag shows in the kids' schools. They were going to try to branch off of this and actually try to bring us down a completely different path. And I do believe it is failing right now. And people are realizing what's going on, especially now that Elon has taken control of Twitter. And what's very interesting is that Eva Fox on Twitter said the following: Elon Musk has begun addressing the issue of posting child sexual exploitation content on Twitter after years of the platform's inactivity on the subject under past management. Why didn't they do anything in the past? Because they were all for it. They were trying to push it. They were trying to normalize it. Elon Musk responded to this and said, priority number one. So now you see the difference. You see what's going on. And everything that they've been pushing, their woke agenda and pedophilia, everything else, it's completely falling apart. Look what's happening with Disney. Remember, DeSantis came out with an anti-grooming bill. Of course, they called it the gay bill. It had nothing to do with being gay. It was anti-grooming. It was for those people that were trying to groom children. And Disney was all on board going against DeSantis. DeSantis removed their taxability that they had. They shot them down. Nobody was supporting Disney. Nobody was picketing out, you know, for Disney. And now everything completely fell apart. Actually, their ratings on their movies, they're completely falling apart. Now, Disney decided that they are going to fire the CEO, Bob Chapek, and they're going to bring back Iger. So we're going to have to see how this happens, how this plays out. But Christopher Rufo said this on Twitter: Disney has fired CEO Bob Chapek, who pushed critical race theory, gender ideology in the company's programming and employee training. Huge rebuke of woke leadership. After Chapek's disastrous fight with Governor DeSantis, Disney Plus domestic subscriber growth collapsed, public approval dropped, and the stock price plummeted. Other causes contributed: economy, streaming saturation, but timing suggests they paid a price for the DeSantis fight. Will be interesting to see if Iger, who is also a left-wing, dials back the politics. I will be reaching out to my sources within the company in the coming weeks to see how the internal culture shifts. Now, this is going to be very interesting because we can see that the people have spoken, the people are pushing back, and the people will continue to push back every step of the way. Look what's happening with the drag queen story hour. Do you think the parents are really on board with this? Absolutely not. Rasmussen put out a poll and they said that 60% of American adults consider drag queen story hour not appropriate for children, including 44% who say it's not at all appropriate. And the parents, they are pushing back. Why do you think the parents took control of their schools and removed the school boards from their positions? Because they've had enough. And the women are having enough with these transgender males who pretend to be women. The women are starting to fight back. Actually, if you really look at it and you go back and you take a 40,000 foot view, go back in time when women, they really couldn't do much. Let's say back in the day, men dressed up as women to put on a play. Men dressed up as women to do certain things. Aren't we seeing the same exact thing right now? It seems that the deep state players, they want to remove women altogether and actually remove them from everything and remove their rights. Because if they keep going the way they're going, especially in sports and school and job positions, there will be no women filling any of these things. the all-women's sports team would be all men dressed up as women. Women who got hired would be men dressed up as women. Where would women be? They'd be left out. And they would have to start all over after they have fought and fought and fought all this time to get where they are today. And I do believe this is exactly what they're trying to do. And a lot of people are starting to recognize this. And I wouldn't be surprised if women take to the street when they hit a certain point and they say enough is enough. Because now this, you're trying to wipe women off the face of the earth. That's really what you're doing. And if you really look, you can see this is exactly what they're trying to do. Libs of TikTok put this out on Twitter. Biological male who was 72nd place on boys track team wins first place on girls track team in Seattle high school competition. So this individual who couldn't make it as a male decided to be a woman and beat the women, even though this individual is a male. How can this be allowed? It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, if you go back in time and you go back to the 60s, go back to the 50s and say, hey, by the way, we're going to place men who are dressed up as women on the sports team, everyone would be laughing. Well, that wouldn't be fair. Why would you? That doesn't make any sense. And today, everyone's okay with it. It makes no sense whatsoever. And I do believe once this hits a certain point, the women are going to take to the street, because it's not just the sports. That's just the beginning. This is going to go into every field. It's going to go into the medical industry, the law industry, in jobs. Soon you're going to have all these men dressed up as women, and the people are going to say, no, we have women employed here. Look, we have everyone. It's all women. And everyone's going to go, there's not one woman here, not a real woman. These are all dressed up men who are pretending to be women. So this whole entire corporation is made up of men dressed up as women. You don't have one real woman here. And this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to remove the identity. They're trying to destroy family. They're trying to destroy the fabric of society. That is exactly what they're doing. But I do believe in the end, it's going to fail, because the people are going to hit a certain point. The women are going to hit a certain point. And when I start to speak to a lot of women, they're very, very angry right now. And that anger is going to turn, and they're not going to take it anymore. And they're going to push back just like everyone else pushes back. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he is hitting the New York Times, just like Trump is continually hitting the New York Times, also hitting Pulitzer, because they put out a fake story. And a lot of the fake news publications, they put out fake stories about the Russia hoax. And it seems that everyone now is looking at the New York Times. Everyone's looking at the Pulitzer organization, and they're realizing that it's completely fake, phony, and false. Matt Taibbi put this out. The New York Times says America doesn't deserve Donald Trump, but the Times sure does, especially after winning a Pulitzer for a story botched across years. Elon Musk responded to this and said, it is tragic how far the New York Times has fallen, basically just boring as F, far left brainwashing at this point. The boring part is truly unforgivable. And it's absolutely true. Everything that comes out of them is almost all fake. And actually, Trump is right. I think he's suing the Pulitzer organization. And I do believe Pulitzer, they have a choice at this point. They can admit, yeah, we were wrong. They fooled us. And we're taking back the Pulitzer Prize awards. Well, this is going to be a complete disaster. Or they can go down the path that they're going. They can pretend that everything is good, that they believe them. And as more and more evidence comes out from Durham, this is going to destroy their organization and every other organization. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. Just like this FTX thing is a complete and utter disaster. Now, really think about this. The criminals now are investigating themselves. I mean, really, if you really think about it, that's exactly what's happening. Because remember, FTX, that was run by the criminal syndicate. It was a money laundering operation. And if you look at the House committee members, they're investigating him. But who are these individuals? It's the same people that received the donations from FTX. Benny Johnson on Twitter put this out and said, Maxine Waters, who's heading all of this up, appears to blow a kiss at FTX chief fraudster Sam Bankman-Fried at a congressional hearing while the cameras were still rolling. She's the one who's supposed to grill SBF next month. Plus, she was also seen taking a picture with him. So how in the world can the criminals investigate a criminal? What do you think the outcome is going to be? Well, this is what we've been seeing all along. You see, the criminal syndicate, they investigate themselves, and they're never going to find themselves guilty. Just like we had Comey investigating the email scandal. Do you think he was ever going to say, oh yeah, Clinton is guilty? No, they're all part of the same criminal syndicate. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multi-collagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multi-collagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And this is why nothing ever happens. This is why when people say, well, why don't we just do something? Because what happens when the judges, the prosecutors, the corrupt politicians are all part of the same system? How do you get anything done? You can't. Nothing will happen. What happens if you wake the people up and you start making changes? Think about how many federal judges Trump put into place. Think about the House now that's doing the investigation. Think about the military and the military intelligence that's monitoring everything. This will be outside of their jurisdiction. I do believe it had to be done this way. I do believe to get to the bottom of all this and have real trials that will go up against the criminal syndicate, you need to remove it out of their system. And this is what Trump is doing. This is what the military is doing right now. And the world is watching all of this. And the world is actually pushing back on the criminal syndicate, pushing back on the cult, and actually destroying them. Think about what happened with the abortion ruling. Everything is falling apart on all of them. Remember, the abortions were used in Planned Parenthood to actually get baby parts and blood, make a lot of money, and to keep the population, the black population, very, very small. This is what they were using it for. But look what's happening around the world. A new international consensus is developing that there's no international right to abortion. And according to a report from Decision Magazine, so far, government leaders from 37 nations on five continents have signed a document vowing to uphold pro-life, traditional family policies, and women's health needs. Isn't that interesting? Everything is being reversed right now, and they can't stop it. Actually, nothing can stop this right now. And think about what's happening with Hunter Biden's laptop. Now, we all knew that the Hunter Biden laptop was true way before the 2020 election. And slowly but surely, that information came out into the light and the people started to realize that the laptop is true. Now, CBS finally admitted they authenticated it. Does anyone really care if they authenticate it? Well, it helps the normies out there because now all of a sudden they see CBS saying, wow, it's real? Because those people that don't watch anything else, they just watch, you know, CBS, ABC, NBC. They're watching this saying, wait, this whole time, this was always real? But remember going back in time? Remember when Leslie Stahl was interviewing Trump on CBS on 60 Minutes? This was during 2020. And this was about Hunter Biden's laptop. And they were arguing about, you know, if it's real or not. Now, of course, Trump was right again. And Trump said it was important to find out whether or not a man is corrupt who is running for president. Stahl pushed back and said, all these things have been investigated and discredited. So she already said this was already investigated and discredited. Think about that. CBS just said it's authentic. So she lied. Where did she get this information? Let me continue. Trump said, I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen and you don't cover it. He goes, you want to talk about it? She said, well, because it can't be verified. He says, you want to talk about insignificant things? Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found a laptop. Leslie said, it can't be verified. She continually pushed back. So Trump is telling her, it is verified. You can prove it. She's saying that it was already investigated and it is unverified. It's not his laptop. And think about what the news told us. Think about what Biden and the intelligence clowns have been telling us from the very beginning. It wasn't his, and it was Russian disinformation. Then it was proved that it was his, and they said, well, yes, it is his, but there's nothing on there that shows that Joe Biden was involved in his businesses. Then there were emails on there showing that Joe Biden was involved in his business dealings. This is a national security threat, but think about this. They lied every step of the way. And the people are seeing this now, and they're realizing that this is all true. And this is why I do believe they're ready to move away from Biden and most likely try to use the 25th Amendment on him. Now, look what's happening, and this is probably what's going to push them into this. Representative James Comer and Representative Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee, they want to interview all 51 of the intelligence officials that signed the letter prior to the 2020 election. Yes, I would like to see the proof that they had where this was Russian disinformation and was never Hunter Biden's laptop, because now it has been authenticated. Now everyone knows it was his. So where did they get this information? And maybe we need to start to look going back in time about all the other things that they said, because if you can't believe them with this, what else did they lie about? Ah, so now we can question them about everything. But I want to go back to post 3624. This is November 23rd, 2019. This was a tweet by Rudy Giuliani, and I thought this was very, very interesting, and it's coming up on a 3-year delta. And this is what the tweet says. I discovered a pattern of corruption that the Washington Press covered up for years. I'm also going to bring out a massive pay-for-play scheme under the Obama administration that will devastate the Democratic Party. Do you honestly think I'm intimidated? Down below, it says, it's going to be biblical. The Great Awakening. Now, think about it. Hunter Biden's laptop is real. Everything on it is real. It all leads to Joe Biden, and it also leads to Obama. Think about what Durham is doing. Think about what Clinton did in the 2020 election or 2016 election moving forward. Everything goes back to these same individuals. Isn't that interesting? And these people are going to be trapped in all of their lies. It has already started, and there is no escape from this. And this is why I do believe they're starting the process of removing Biden. They're going to be taking him out with the 25th Amendment, because everything is building right now. You can see CNN, CBS, and all these news organizations. They're already starting to attack Biden, which means he's done and they need to get rid of him. They're making the case. Hey, I think Trump is going to be right again that he didn't have to worry about the 25th Amendment. Biden had to worry about it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is yesterday we reported that CBS was going to pause their Twitter account on Twitter. And what's very interesting about all of this is that all these different journalists and news organizations, they decided to move over to Mastodon, and it was a complete and utter disaster for them. The whole thing, they couldn't control it. Everyone was calling them out. You see, when they were on Twitter, when they're on Facebook, when they're on Instagram, when they're on YouTube, they have protectors. And once you move to a different platform, those protectors are gone. They're gone on Twitter right now. And it only took 24 hours for CBS to say, okay, we're going to head back to Twitter because we don't like the other part of the real world. I guess we'll just stay on Twitter right now. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. But look what Elon is doing. He's bringing back many, many people. ALX is back. Marjorie Taylor Greene is back. Project Veritas is back. And I do believe we're going to see hundreds of thousands of people that are going to return. The only person that I know of right now that he's not going to bring back on is Alex Jones. And we'll have to see what happens. But what's very interesting is that the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, is calling for companies to immediately pause all advertising on Twitter in response to former President Trump being reinstated. Now, do you really think this is going to happen? Yes, we're already starting to see advertisers. They're going to stop advertising. But I think this is going to hurt them in the long run. This is not going to benefit them, which means the people are going to see these companies for who and what they really are. Because when you start to look at Trump's tweets now, which everyone can see, that whole January 6th Unselect Committee, they lied and they lied and they lied. Because the tweets show that Trump said peacefully, no violence. So everything that they did has turned out to be false. But I do believe Elon, he set up a trap, and we said this yesterday, and it seems that it is confirmed. The poll was to trap the bots. And this is exactly what he did. Now, Just Human on True Social put this out and said, great work by Tron Anon. Now, in this, he points to a tweet from Buzz Patterson. And Buzz says, Elon Musk Trump poll was a bot trap. I love this guy. Well, Elon responded with an emoji, and the emoji is that wink emoji, actually letting him know that's exactly what I did. I set the trap. We want to see where the bots come from, and now we got them. Unbelievable. They fell right into it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Tron Anon took it a step further, decided to go to post November 164, November 20, 2017. It says, bots deactivated upon arrival. Keep up the good fight. It's spreading. And when you look at the tweet and you look at the post, something very interesting. And this is what he says. Okay, ready to have your collective minds blown? Check this shit out, folks. The following are two screenshots that were just shown on the Tron Anon live podcast literally a few minutes ago. I paused the video just to bring this nugget to you guys. A guy named Buzz Patterson tweeted that Elon's Trump poll was a bot trap, to which Elon responded with a wink emoji, basically confirming that it certainly was. Now look at the delta from today. A five-year delta, no less dated November 20th, 2017. And it seems that it fits perfectly in with what is happening. Coincidence? I think not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Eric Schmidt and other attorneys, they're going after the Biden administration because government colluded with big tech to censor people, which is a violation of the people's rights. And he is winning the suit right now, getting people to testify. He subpoenaed a lot of people, and Jen Psaki was trying to get out of it. And you know what happened? The federal court denied Jen Psaki's request. So she has to testify. Now she can either lie, and if she lies, well, that's going to be a big problem. She's going to go to jail. Or she could tell the truth where everyone's going to see that she knew about this and she was going along with violating the people's rights. Remember, the Constitution is the highest law of the land. Forget about all the other laws. The Constitution is the highest law of the land. And if a government official knowingly violates the Constitution, they're treasonous against the people of this country. And this is what we're starting to see. We're starting to see all of these people and their true agenda. They're not for the Constitution. They're about controlling speech. And that's the opposite of what this country is. It's the opposite of our rights, the opposite of the Constitution. Just like they're trying to take the weapons away from the people. You see, the founding fathers were very smart. They knew that we needed some teeth. We needed something to keep our rights. Because if they strip away all your weapons, what do you have? When they come after you, what are you going to do? You won't be able to do anything. I mean, we've seen this in the past history where people didn't have weapons. And the governments or the kings and queens, they had all the weapons. The people couldn't defend themselves. The people couldn't do anything. And we know that they're going to be using these false flags over and over and over to push their agenda. This is all part of the 16-year plan. And we've had a shooting at a club in Colorado. And this is called Club. It's a nightclub. It's called Club Q. And it's a gay nightclub. And we can see they're already pushing their agenda. Now, Lori Lightfoot of Chicago, she tweeted out, I'm sick of this shit. How many people need to be murdered? How many lives torn apart until it actually stops? We don't have to live like this, and we don't have to die like this. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't she live in Chicago? Aren't there a lot of murders happening all the time? And the people started to correct her. The people said, well, wait a minute. There's been 618 murder victims in Chicago this year. 20 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend, and 3 deaths included a 15-year-old girl. Really? You're really upset about what happened there? What about what's happening in your own city? You don't care about anyone there? 618 murders, most likely by illegal weapons. Really think about this for a second. Unbelievable. Maybe she should stay focused on her city because the people are dying there. So is she sick and tired of that? Doesn't seem that way. But as soon as this happened, what did Joe Biden do? Well, right on schedule, we're going to ban all assault weapons. This is the same playbook that they use over and over and over. And the White House put out a statement and they're trying to push their entire agenda. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. But what's very interesting is that this shooting happened in an area where they had all the laws they wanted. They had the red flag laws. They had everything. Did it stop the shooting? No, it did not. So in the months immediately after the Sandy Hook attack, Colorado's Democratic lawmakers pushed universal background checks through their legislature. Democratic Governor John Hickenlooper signed the legislation into law on March 19, 2013. Days prior to the bill being signed, Reuters reported Colorado Republican House Minority Leader Mark Walker warned, if the goal is to enhance public safety, the bill won't do it. If a criminal wants to perpetrate a crime, he can still get a gun. Well, they signed a ban on high-capacity magazines into law. And at the same time, he signed universal background checks. They also passed the red flag laws in 2019. They did all of these things saying that this is going to stop it. Did it? No, absolutely not. What did it do? It hurt everyday citizens, legal gun owners. Actually, Eagle County Sheriff James Van Beek slammed the red flag laws as ludicrous, suggesting it treats gun owners like criminals while ignoring the reality that a disturbed mind will not be deterred by the removal of their guns. Colorado has a universal background check, a red flag law, a high-capacity magazine ban. In the end, it did absolutely nothing because criminals don't care about the law. Criminals will get weapons. Criminals, they're going to say, oh, wait, this is a town that only allows 10 bullets in a magazine. Okay, I better abide by that before I go kill people. Is this absolutely ridiculous? Absolutely. But what's very interesting about all of this is that Benjamin Ryan, he's a far-left reporter who contributes to the New York Times, NBC News, The Guardian, and other leftist outlets. And following the shooting at Colorado Gay Club, Benjamin Ryan tweeted out that the killer was on the FBI's radar. Then he quickly deleted it. Now, isn't that interesting? And this is what he said. The alleged shooter in the Colorado Spring Gay nightclub assault, Anderson Lee Aldrich, 22, was on the FBI's radar for making a homemade bomb. So isn't it interesting? The FBI, once again, is in the story. They knew who this person was. This individual was making a bomb against his mother. So is this person right in the head? Absolutely not. But look what they're trying to do. They're doing what they always do, and they're trying to build the narrative, and they're trying to connect this individual with MAGA people because the grandfather supports Trump. He's MAGA. And it seems that they're trying to make this connection. But a grandson and a grandfather, they're not the same people. Everyone is an individual. So their connection is absolutely ridiculous. But there's a reason why they're doing this, because they want to show that the MAGA crowd, they're evil. They will shoot people. They like weapons. And look what happens. This is why they're trying to do it, because they're building the narrative for what? They're building it for what is coming later. And I do believe we're going to probably see some more of this, because remember, their agenda is the 16-year plan. Bring us to a war, get rid of our weapons, remove the Constitution. They need to do these things. And in the end, it's going to fail. Just like the pandemic failed. Everything that they're trying is not going to work, because the people are awake. The people can see all through this. Remember going back in time when the FDA, the CDC, the pharmacists, the medical association all said that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, they're dangerous. Ivermectin is a horse pill. You can't use it. Well, all of a sudden, it seems the FDA is retreating. During a hearing brought by three doctors over the Food and Drug Administration's interference in their professional discretion to prescribe the drug ivermectin as treatment for COVID-19, a government lawyer claimed that the FDA's position was merely a recommendation. Well, no, it wasn't a recommendation, because pharmacists, they weren't allowing the doctors to get it. Pharmacists weren't allowing the doctors to get hydroxychloroquine. Pharmacists were shutting it down. Then you had the American Medical Association, the FDA, the CDC, all putting out articles saying that these things don't work. The FDA, they directed physicians to stop prescribing the drug ivermectin for COVID. On its webpage, it says why you should not use ivermectin to treat or prevent COVID-19. You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, you all stop it. The FDA said in a second post, hold your horses, you all. Ivermectin may be trending, but it still isn't authorized or approved to treat COVID-19. Physicians are claiming that the FDA interfered with their ability to prescribe ivermectin as an off-label medication. Now, why would they do that? First of all, they just lied. They said it was a recommendation. Well, if it's a recommendation, it's not a rule, it's not a law. So doctors should be able to do whatever they want. We don't have to follow your recommendation. Remember, the CDC, the WHO, and all these organizations, unelected individuals, whatever they tell the world, especially the United States, we don't have to follow it. It's meaningless to us. Remember, the only individuals that make the laws are the legislatures. Everyone else, who cares? It means nothing to us when the CDC says it's a recommendation. Well, you know what? Thanks for your opinion. I don't care. The FDA, oh, wait, you have an opinion too? Okay, that's great. I'm going to do the opposite. So if it was really a recommendation, the doctors should say, okay, you know something, but from my personal experience and what I've been doing with my patients, because the FDA doesn't treat patients, CDC doesn't treat patients, Fauci doesn't treat patients, I see that this medication is working. And this medication has been around for a very long time. People have taken it for other problems. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. And you know something? It's working. And I'm observing this. I'm writing it down. I'm making sure that everything is fine. And it's all A-OK. You see, they didn't want people realizing that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin would actually work. Because how would you release the vaccine then? If you have a prophylactic that you can take and it gets rid of COVID very, very quickly, the whole vaccine thing goes down the tubes. And I think we all can see this very clearly, and their argument is not working. And we can see with the elections, everything's starting to fall apart with that. And the people out in Brazil, I'm going to start there first, the people out in Brazil are starting to see this. Remember, there are millions and millions of people protesting, saying that the elections were stolen. The people know it. Bolsonaro knows it. And the criminals, what are they planning to do? Well, first they tried the COVID route. Oh my God, there's cases. You better not protest. That isn't working. So what happened? Well, the Brazilian justice inspector, Minister Luiz Felipe Solimão, who was appointed as a minister by Lula da Silva back in 2008, because he was president back then, he signed an order allowing child services to take children away from the election protesters. I mean, really think about this. They're so desperate to stop the people on the street, millions and millions of people, they're going to have people come in and take their children? I mean, really think about this. This is how desperate they are. They know they stole the elections. Now they're going to take the children away from their parents because they're peacefully protesting against a crime? But the protesters, they're not having it. The Brazilian protesters pushed the child services representatives away from the crowds and said, no, 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 there's a lot more of us. You want to come through this? You try it. It's not going to work. These people are so desperate. I don't believe that Lula and all these deep state criminals in this country, I don't think it's going to work out for them. The people are not going to stop. And the more they push back, the more draconian things, tyrannical things they do where they're going to go after their children or go after their bank accounts, it's going to make the people angrier and angrier. When you push the people into a corner, and I'm talking about millions upon millions upon millions of people, the people are not going to sit back. The people are going to say, enough is enough. We're going in there to get you. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. I wouldn't be surprised if the military helps them. Because now everyone is seeing what's going on. Just like everyone is seeing what's happening out in Arizona. The entire election rig system is falling apart. Patriots are in control on True Social. Put this out. Corrupt Maricopa County Chairman Bill Gates, and that's not the rich Bill Gates with Microsoft. It's the other Bill Gates who has no money, who rigged the election. He has gone into hiding because of threats to his life following Kerry Lake's defeat. Nobody is threatening him. He's scared because he know he helped cheat in the elections. So now he's hiding. But what do we have right now? We have Kerry Lake. She's not going to concede. We have Mark Fincham. By the way, I just interviewed Mark Fincham. It's going to be up later tonight. And he has a very interesting story to tell about what's happening out in Arizona. So that will be coming on after the report later in the evening. And Kerry, Abe Hamadeh, Mark Fincham, none of them are going to concede. They are going to destroy the rigged elections in Arizona. We already have the assistant attorney general moving forward with a case, Kerry Lake, saying that there's going to be evidence that's going to be coming out and she will be governor. Remember, they're looking at certain things right now. They're looking at the Election Day ballot on demand printer configuration settings. They're looking at the Election Day checkout procedures. They're looking at ballot deposited in door three and statutorily required election board closeout duties. They're looking at all these things. And what's happening right now is that the counties are coming together. We have Cochise County saying, I'm not going to certify. Then we have Gila County that says, I'm not going to certify. Then we have Navajo County saying, I'm going to go along with this. There are more and more counties saying that we're not going to certify right now until we figure out what's going on here. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And then we have Storm Has Arrived 17 on Telegram, put this out from Votify Now. Votify Now just announced on Twitter that they will be turning in the data they received in Arizona to the office of Attorney General Brnovich this week. Votify Now is an app that was created for citizens to report voting irregularities. So this whole thing is going to fall apart on them in the end, and people are going to see that they cheated in this election. And when I spoke to Mark Fincham, Katie Hobbs is refusing to actually have a hand count. That should tell you everything you need to know. Because if this is really a free, transparent election, I do believe they probably should have a count and see if it matches up to the machines. If they don't match up to the machines and the signatures don't match, there's a major, major problem. Actually, Rasmussen came out and said it's a lot worse than we thought. The machines had a 68% failure rate. There's a problem here. And the elections should be shut down right now. And we should be going back saying, okay, these elections cannot be certified no matter what. It wasn't free, fair, open elections. Liz Harrington on True Social put this out and said, wow, how can you certify an election when literally the people working it have no confidence the results were honest? Survey of election workers, poll watchers, and volunteer attorneys reveals chaos in Maricopa County. And this is the question. Based on your participation experience this year, how confident are you that the election results in your state are completely accurate and honest? Well, very confident is like 2%. Somewhat confident is about 12%. Not at all confident is about 85%. No opinion is like 1%. So these people aren't even confident that the election they ran is actually honest. And more counties are suspending its certification. And they're saying, not right now. So is Katie Hobbs governor? No, the elections aren't certified. So this whole thing is falling apart on them, and we're going to have to see how this all plays out. But what's very interesting is Rasmussen did a poll, and they asked the question, are we headed in the right direction or the wrong direction in this country? 31% say U.S. heading in the right direction, which means the rest of the people, they're saying we're headed in the completely wrong direction. And what is it, like 69%? This is a complete and utter disaster for them. And this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. And I do believe as things break down, as things completely fall apart, I do believe they're going to be making their move against Biden. Most likely, they're going to be using the 25th Amendment because everything that's coming out about the Hunter Biden laptop, all the investigations, he will not be able to withstand this. And I do believe they're making their move right now to get rid of him. This is why you see CBS finally saying, oh, yes, it's authenticated. This is why Jake Tapper is going after Biden. They're actually making the move and building the narrative right now. And I do believe Trump, he knew this was going to happen. He knew that they were going to bring in a special counsel. He knew they were going to try to indict him. He's bringing them down this path because he wants the people to see the truth. He wants the people to see the criminals. This is what he put out on True Social. Our country has never seen a weaponized Justice Department and FBI like they are witnessing right now. They are doing everything they can, much of it unlawful, to protect an incompetent and corrupt president and his drug addict criminal son. The system is tainted and rigged, just like our elections are tainted and rigged, and just like our border is for sale to the highest bidder, open and a disgrace to humanity. In the meantime, our country is failing at every level never seen before. And then he said this on True Social. The polls are really strong, especially since Tuesday's announcement, hence the appointment of a radical left prosecutor who is total control by President Obama and his former AG Eric Holder. This is not justice. This is just another witch hunt and a very dangerous one at that. No way this scam should be allowed to go forward. Now, it's very interesting that he mentioned Obama and Eric Holder. I do believe everything that we're witnessing right now with what's happening with Biden and investigations, especially with Durham, with Hillary Clinton, this is going to lead to Obama. And I do believe this is why he's saying this right now. And this is going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is Dan Scavino, he seemed to send us a message, and it's a video of a puppy. And it's a cute video, but I do believe he's letting us know, and it seems like it's dog comms, that something is about to happen. Usually when we have dog comms, someone passes away at a very high level. So let's see how this all plays out. This is very interesting, and I do believe that something is about to happen. Now, I want to go back to post 189. This is November 21st, 2017. And when we start to read this, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read down below, and I'm going to read the part where it says part two. It says, part two, how were they adopted into the cult as children? What were they provided for obeying and staying silent, brainwashed? All that you know to be right is wrong. The cult runs the world. Fantasyland. The world is fighting back and destroying the cult. 20% public, 80% private. The world would otherwise collapse. 40,000 foot view versus again and need to decrease altitude to avoid conspiracy label. Was necessary. Godfather 3 for God and country. And I do believe that the world is now fighting back. The people are waking up and the cult is being destroyed. The criminal syndicate is being exposed. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are in complete and utter control. And the people are watching all of this play out because it's almost like a show and it's going to be biblical in the end. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of diet resistance? If you struggle to lose weight, this might be why. Our metabolism begins to decline as early as the age of 35. Not only does your body begin to betray us after that age, but stress and other lifestyle factors can multiply the pounds we pack on as well. Luckily, I'm going to give you one quick hack to help reverse this. It's helped my weight loss goals quicker than anything else I've seen. This amazing powder reduces fat storage by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevating ketone levels. Thousands across the nation take it for their own weight loss goals. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth, after all. Taste, inspect, and judge it risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund. No questions asked. Just go to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. You know the aging process starts as early as the age of 25. After that, you start losing 1% of your collagen supply every year. Try this at-home test to see if you have enough collagen. Pinch your skin. If it immediately bounces back, then you have enough collagen in your skin. If it doesn't bounce back or fall back immediately, then you might need a collagen supplement. Three things happened when I started taking multicollagen. My hair shined and grew like crazy, and my nails got stronger. Multicollagen helps rejuvenate your body from the inside out with five supercharged types of collagen your body needs for optimal health. Give it a try. Your health is your wealth. After all, taste, inspect, and judge risk-free for yourself. If it doesn't live up to your expectations, you have a full 60 days to get a complete refund, no questions asked. Plus, you'll get 51% off, along with several free bonuses included at no extra cost. Just go to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Things are getting tough out there. Inflation's at 8.2% and it's just getting worse. And we know that's the manipulated number. And we're not all great with money, are we? At times like these, we need a trusted partner to look after you and make sure you'll be okay. Noble Gold is the team you want on your side. Keep your money safe and grab an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open qualifying IRA account with them this month of over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347 to find out more information. That is 877-646-5347 or go to noblegoldinvestments.com. As always, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results.